Comedy Off-Broadway in Lexington welcomes legendary comedian and recent OVC manager Etta Mae for two big weeks, October 7th through the 16th. Then catch James Gregory, the funniest man in America, October 28th through the 30th. And from Curb Your Enthusiasm and Arrested Development, don't miss Adam Ray, November 4th through the 6th. For showtimes and tickets, call 859-271-JOKE or visit ComedyOffBroadway.com. Comedy Off-Broadway.
Talk Radio 1080.
This is Kentucky Sports Radio presented by Stockton Mortgage. Now, here's Matt Jones.
Welcome, everyone. Kentucky Sports Radio, Wednesday, October the 13th. I'm Matt Jones on a cloudy, somewhat nasty day here in Lexington, Kentucky, where Ryan and I are sitting outside the KS Bar and Grill. Shannon is in Louisville. And you can give us a shout on the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line. That number would be 502-571-1080. A-Vision Glass text machine, 772-774-5254, in this edition sponsored by T.J. Smith, that personal injury lawyer. If you call T.J., he'll make them pay.
That wily rascal.
Ryan, we're talking about all the news of the day before. It's you're hoping we don't get rained on. It's like the first time it's felt like October, a little chilly today.
Yeah, I threw it out there to you, inside or outside. Of course, Shannon, Matt said outside.
Uh-huh.
But yet it is extremely gray, cloudy, overcast, and I feel maybe we may get wet before the day's over.
We will stay outside until we get into the low 40s.
Ooh. Well, I'm glad you said that.
First of all, why do you always wear T-shirts? Like, it is now hoodie time.
I got a jacket in the car. I'll probably go get it here before the show's over.
Like, this is October weather. I mean, it's been 80,
yeah,
which is nice, but, like, that's not what it's supposed to be in October.
What is today, the 13th?
October the 13th. Wednesday.
Halfway through the month already. Crazy.
It is crazy. Been a quick 2021, don't you think?
Oh, my goodness. I swear, I have no idea what happened to, like, April, May, and June. What where did it go? What did we do during those 3 months? I don't know.
I don't remember what I've done. The last thing I remember is being at the SEC tournament March 2020. And that's about it. Normally when I come in here, I've either just driven here from Louisville or I just woken up here in Lexington.
Right.
This morning, Shannon, I got up. I've already filmed the television commercial.
Yes. I saw you tweeting at like 8 o'clock this morning, and I'm like, who hacked my Matt Jones Twitter account?
I was up. Yeah. I was rolling this morning.
In Nicholasville.
I filmed a TV commercial in Nicholasville at a guy's house, AIC Roofing.
Did you get up on the roof for the commercial?
No, but they're doing like infomercial style. So
oh,
it was
I see.
Me going like, I was wondering, what does a person need to do to get a roof the way they need it to be?
Great in-depth question.
Yeah. Wait, so that when that comes out, they'll probably be an Emmy.
How long was the shoot?
260 seconds and a 30.
Okay.
First of all, I was at this guy's house. Got a nice house. AIC Roofing must be doing well. All right, that was a nice house. And got there. They said, we're going to need 90 minutes. And I was like, I don't have 90 minutes. Like, if we're going to do it for the show, I have 60. And I got there. It took 20 minutes.
Oh,
I don't think
yeah.
they realized.
What a professional you are. Could knock it out.
Shannon, how bam, I bam, just am like, AIC.
You're a one-take wonder. Even if you screw up. Even if you screw up, you just keep going.
Just keep going. Nobody's going to know. That's what they used to call me. Hey, Kentucky, one-take Matt.
Was it? I didn't know that was your nickname there.
Nah, I mean, listen, over time, it's the radio thing, right?
Yeah.
Like there's TV people and there's radio people. I'm a radio person. Now, what that means is, on television, I don't necessarily know where to look all the time, right? I can't always read all the time. But I don't need multiple takes.
Right.
Just go.
Do it.
So, when I would do on Hey Kentucky those 5-minute, like I'd explain a bill in the legislature or something?
Yeah.
I'd do all those in one take.
And you'd ad lib it. It's not on script.
And I would ad lib it.
Yeah.
I'd have like 3 or 4 notes on the thing, and I'd ad lib it.
Uh-huh.
And my producer would just be like, dude, I can't believe you can do that. And I'm like, if I had to read it, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
I tried to write it out, and I couldn't do it. I mean, I'm like, the Kentucky State Legislature. I felt so awkward. But when I just was like, I had to just talk.
Yeah.
Well, same thing with this commercial. They had a script. I mean, Chan and I looked at the script, but I'm not going to say I said what was on it.
And you put it into your own words, right?
Exactly. You put it in your own words because,
comes across better.
A commercial is, by its very nature, not exactly real.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, I had to make it as real as I could. So, like, you get, like, a free gutter protection system. And I was like, I'm going to give you a free gutter protection system.
Well, see, you sold it right there.
But not really me, him. But just let's act like it's me.
Yeah.
And that wasn't in the script.
Oh, you just ad-libbed that part.
Well, I mean, I didn't ad-lib that he was going to give a free gutter protection system. I don't even know what a gutter protection system is.
I was about
is.
To ask you if you could explain that for
well,
me.
Well, I don't know. I know what a gutter is.
I want my gutters to be protected, but how do,
what
you,
is
how
a,
do you do
what's
that?
A gutter protection system? Is that like the little bars that go on your gutter? Like
I would think they're the ones that's got the like the little cap on top of it, kind of keep the leaves and the pine needles and stuff out.
Well, we'll throw that in if you order before this program ends.
Oh, wow.
Not like this program.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
But I felt like if I just was like, got a protection system, yabbity-doo, that's better than me going, I'm hearing, sir, you're giving a free gutter protection system. Because I think people would know that's not how I would talk.
It's fake. You want to be real.
And I want to be real. I think it's more important to be, like, when I think about the television shows I like, what's the best sports TV shows? I think there are two sports television shows that are the best.
Ted Lasso.
No, not like a fiction.
Oh, I thought you had your list
like for it. Like a pregame, postgame, or that kind of thing.
The NBA.
And why?
Because of the characters on the show.
And they're just being real. Like, they're not trying to read stuff. You know what I mean? They're just.
They don't read scripts.
They don't read scripts. They just come in like, Shaq, stupid. You know? And that's why it's good. And then I think the other one is Pardon the Interruption.
Yeah.
Even though I think they read some stuff, it's also they just start yelling at each other.
Right.
Right? And so that's what I think TV, that's what I think it should be. You know, when Hey Kentucky started, first couple months, the show, to be quite honest with you, wasn't very good because I couldn't do it. I couldn't do what you know what I mean? I couldn't read everything.
Yeah.
It felt stilted. And then after like 2 months, ratings weren't very good. And I was like, if this show's going to work, we just got to like – you just got to let me do a radio show on TV.
Uh-huh.
And then when we did, you were on it. It took off.
Yeah. Was it too scripted at the beginning?
Mm-hmm.
So you had to let it kind of...
I had to let it... Rather than reading stuff, I would just have the topic and I'd just talk.
Yeah.
And then you and I would talk, or me and Lee Cruz would talk, or Drew, and then go on.
It is a talent that a lot of people in TV, you're right, do not have. They cannot ad-lib. It has to be written.
But it's also, to be fair, a talent to read a script in a good way. Uh-huh. And I don't have that talent. That's a talent I can't do.
Yeah.
But ad-libbing, I mean, have you ever seen that Saturday Night Live skit where the teleprompter goes down and it becomes Lord of the Flies?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Well, that's how a lot of people are.
Uh-huh.
You know, when I would see it's on those election shows.
Oh, yeah.
There were some people that weren't comfortable on those election shows.
No.
You know.
But you said, you get them something in the teleprompter, they're going to nail it.
And I can't do that. So, anyway, I did a commercial.
Well, so how did you do that?
And we just lost connection with the guys, so... we'll try to get reconnected with Matt and Ryan. They're out there. I know they're connected on a hard line at KS Bar and Grill, which usually doesn't fail us, but it has today, it sounds like. So we'll try to get back connected with Matt and Ryan here in just a few minutes. We'll go ahead and take an early break. Give us a call if you want to get in, 502-571-1080. Be right back. This is Kentucky Sports Radio.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080 or send us the Kentucky branded KSR tweet of the day by tweeting Matt at KY Sports Radio.
Big Blue and you, Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
You know, Shannon, we were talking like a long time, I think, before we realized we were off the air.
And we really gave some good content.
I honestly think we were saying really good things, too.
Well, I'm like, sorry we didn't hear it.
And all of a sudden I was like, right, Shannon? And it was silence. And I thought, uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Not good.
So I don't know where you all lost us. I won't go over it again. But just know that was some of the best content that's ever come out of this
right
show.
Right after the teleprompter talk.
Okay, well, but we talked about teleprompters for like 3 or 4 minutes, so I don't know where that went. But anyway, 502-571-1080, text machine 772-774-5254. Got a couple here, a couple folks here watching. Hope you all are doing well. Kentucky and Georgia, 3:30 on Saturday. Biggest game in UK history. What do you think?
The first time we've ever played with a chance for the SEC East title, legit chance in that aspect. Biggest game in UK football history. Well, of course, Chester's going to argue that Sugar Bowl win has got to be up there.
Was that 1950?
50-something, 51, 50.
I'm not taking that one. Nothing against that, but who cares? Like, you know what? It was 71 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't say this to be like the sport wasn't even integrated yet.
Right.
So, like, that's all with an asterisk.
With an asterisk.
It just is. I mean, I know we won a lot of basketball championships at that time, too, and I'm not saying we don't celebrate it, but it's not the same thing.
Not even like it is today.
It's not like it is today. People care about football more. It's a huge sport. Everyone can play it, which wasn't true then. So it's not the same thing.
I just don't know there's been a game where...
So then give me a bigger one.
Yeah. Well, we're playing the number one team that's undefeated. We're ranked 11th, and we're undefeated.
Certainly the biggest of my lifetime. You know, in 2018 here, we had already lost a game.
When we played them?
Yeah, because we'd lost A&M. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Which we could have won that
game. Should have won the game almost.
But we had lost A&M when we played. I mean, it was still for the SEC East and all that, but we had already lost once. I'm going to argue it's the biggest game. Now, it's different because it's hard to say we have a real chance of winning, but you're in it. You're playing.
Yep.
Right? And we have the reason... If you want to talk yourself into us having a shot, when you have a defense, you've got a shot, right?
Right.
So,
and last year the score here was 14-3. You know, these guys, I don't think, are going into this game scared. They play well. Even 2 years ago down there, it was what, 21-0, but it was 10-0 or whatever it was, 7-0 at halftime. I don't think these guys on this team that have played Georgia the last 2 years are scared of Georgia.
Did you hear what Kirby Smart said about the Cats?
Yeah,
that's
saw
what
that.
I tweeted out at 7:30 this morning that Shannon didn't think was me and thought I got hacked. What are you laughing at? Like, I could be up at 7:30 tweeting.
You say I don't get up till 9:30.
Well, normally I don't, but for some reason, Tuesday nights have become difficult sleeping nights for me.
Oh, really?
I think it's because I know I'm teaching the next day and I'm running, you know, I've done all this work.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I've been grading these young men and women's papers and, like, I'm trying to figure out what advice to give them. You know, I'm trying to be responsible, you know?
I want to see the red marks and do you use a red pen on the
So here's what I decided to do for their first papers. Rather than just giving them a grade, because I had no idea what to expect.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I haven't taught a class. And I don't know how good, like, you know what I mean? I had no idea what quality to expect.
Yeah.
So my thought was, rather than me trying to grade based on, like, a non-existent idea of what it's going to be, I'm going to read them all, give them suggestions to revise it, and I'll grade them on the revision.
That's fair.
And then the next one, I'll grade them on the first one. It was really trying to be fair to them because I don't want to, you know, sometimes when I say things to them, things I think everyone knows, they don't. But I have to remember, they didn't go to law school. You
uh-huh.
know, so like basic things like what an appellate court is are common sense to me, but they're not to them.
Right.
And so I don't want to like expect something of them that they couldn't know. Does that make sense?
So far in, are you kind of impressed or?
I am. Very impressed with how engaged they are,
yeah,
and how much they care. There are most things they've done better than I would have thought.
Really?
Yeah. The one thing that is not what I just underestimated how little the average person just knows about the legal system.
Uh-huh.
You know what?
Not experts like you and me.
I should have known, having talked to him, Shannon, these years, that, like, you know, remember, I mean, you guys still to this day, we've done this 20 times, but how many Supreme Court justices can you name?
Oh. Scalia?
Dead.
Well, I mean, you didn't say present, did you? You said,
it's true.
How many Supreme
Court? We do this once a year.
Okay, wait, I got
this
one.
This is not
Thurgood
something we
Marshall.
Think
Thurgood Marshall's been dead for 25 years.
I know. What about the guy that likes beer?
Okay, that's all right. There's nine. You've got to be able to get five.
Oh, I can't.
There's one that I tell you every time. I don't understand how you don't know, because his confirmation was a national story of massive proportions for years, or for at least a year.
The woman from Indiana that just got put on the Supreme Court. What's her name?
You have to say names. You can't say descriptions.
Yeah.
Beer guy. What's his name?
Kavanaugh.
There you go.
Oh, we got one. Yes, Kavanaugh.
And I love that Shannon knows the justice as the beer guy.
Well, hey, I feel like I got to relate to somebody, you know. Like, I can't relate to any of these other people. That guy likes beer.
Everybody keep that. Ruth Bader Ginsburg was always my go-to. She's dead. She died.
She's dead. So, listen, you've now mentioned three deceased justices,
yes.
And that's nice, but you now have one.
Rest
in
peace.
Can you give me five? There's one I know that you know, because I'm always like, how do you not get this one?
See, I'm stuck on the Indiana woman.
What's
trying
the
to think
African American one?
Clarence Thomas.
First of all, I didn't ask you, Mr. Doctor, if you knew it. I'm asking him. So Clarence Thomas. Now those two, I feel like, because those their confirmations, Kavanaugh and Thomas were huge stories. Now, can you get into the others?
No. I'm drawing a blank.
The problem for you now is that Ginsburg and Scalia were very well known.
And they were my go-tos.
And they're now both deceased.
Yeah.
So it becomes, I will grant you, it's harder.
Yeah.
Which of these names have you heard? John Roberts. Remember, I worked with him.
Oh, that's the guy you work with.
That's the guy I worked with that had the same seizure stuff.
Uh-huh.
Did,
yeah.
Right? Okay, so I've only told you about him
a million times.
A zillion times.
Yeah.
Okay, so you didn't know him. Alito.
I've heard that name. I wouldn't pick him out, though, if he walked by.
Gorsuch.
No idea.
Barrett. That's the woman from Indiana.
That's her name is Barrett?
Okay, yes,
I got to remember
Amy
that.
Barrett.
Amy Barrett.
Sotomayor.
Five-star point guard out of California. Really got a good handle. Cal's just starting to recruit him a little bit.
Shannon, do you know any of these people I'm saying?
No. I'll be honest with you. When I'm sitting around in my spare time, I don't really think about the Supreme Court justices.
Kagan.
Again.
And Breyer.
No, negative.
Okay, so my point is, I assume a level of knowledge that having worked with you over these years, I should not assume.
Yes, don't assume that.
And so that has been something I've had to work on.
Yeah.
But I think it makes it where I don't sleep because I'm trying to think about what am I going to do tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Plus, I'm getting graded today.
Oh, you are?
This is the day they come to see me teach.
How many people are coming in?
At least one, maybe two.
So you got to be on your best behavior today.
And I have to read about a class that is about, I wish they hadn't picked this one. Because we have a case that's about, like, pornography.
Oh. Well, I could give you a high grade.
Because there's a very, like, one of the most famous intellectual property cases is about the movie Debbie Does Dallas.
There's a Supreme Court case about it?
It's one of the most important intellectual property. You read it in law school. Every person that went to law school read it.
No kidding.
Because in the movie, the cheerleaders in the movie wore the Cowboys stuff, and the Cowboys sued them and said, you're trying to act like these are real Cowboys cheerleaders, and they said, "Well, no, we're not," and then there was that's a very famous intellectual. So you have to talk about it. The topic today is intellectual property. You have to talk about it, but it's going to be hard talking about it because you have to talk about, like, what they do in the movie.
And I guess that's still prevalent today. Like if there's a commercial.
How does he know it's prevalent today, Shannon? What's he watching?
I don't know what he's up to. No. Who knows what Ryan's
watching? What are you watching nowadays, Ryan?
Well, I didn't mean in a pornographic movie. I meant like on a TV commercial. They have a guy that it's implied is Matt Jones. Because you could sue that guy for using my likeness.
So now you see today's topic.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I don't know how I got on.
Yeah, are you going to show the movie in class today?
That we are not doing. That would be against the rules at Cumberland College.
Georgetown College.
I'm sorry. Why
did I say I don't even know where you're a teacher at.
Why did I say Cumberland College? I don't go to Cumberland College. Georgetown College. All right. Back to what we were talking about. Georgia. Kirby Smart says basically they hit harder than any other team. They're the hardest hitting team we play. And he says the difference this year and in past years is now they got some guys that can beat you. Basically, Levis and Wandale is essentially what he's talking about. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. You know, we've heard other teams say how physical Kentucky is when you play them. You know, it's the hardest I've been hit all year. Going against Landon Young, he defeated me better than anybody all year. We've heard this kind of leading up to Kirby now saying the whole team is the most physical team we'll play.
He specifically said the offensive line is hits hard and nasty.
Yeah. And
so
I think that's been coming.
Nasty?
Yeah. You know, with Stenberg and Drake and
he
Landon.
He was probably
and,
the starter because Stenberg was nasty.
Oh, he was very nasty. You got to have that nasty. So I think that just kind of trickled down to these guys who are on the, you know, Eli Cox and these young guys that are coming along.
Miss Stenberg, if you're nasty. That's a song, by the way.
Oh, it is.
Janet Jackson.
Nasty.
Miss Jackson. If you, yeah.
Nasty.
It's called Nasty. Yeah, exactly. So does the fact that, like, we won't, you know, for years the problem for Kentucky football is we were always out-physicaled.
Mm-hmm.
Not because we weren't trying, just because they were so much bigger and stronger. That's really not the case anymore. And I think it makes it to where you can play with these teams closer maybe than in years past.
I totally agree. And that's why I think this game, sets up where Kentucky now has a chance because we have a physical, strong offensive line, and we got a super stud running back that can run the football. And that's what you're going to have to do in this game. I mean, Georgia's defense is lights out awesome.
They are.
You find out a way you can move the football.
I mean, like, if you want to be negative, they've only allowed two touchdowns all year. One of them was a fourth quarter in the game. It didn't matter, touchdown. And we haven't scored a touchdown in 2 years against them.
That's right. Yeah, 14-3, 21-0.
So what percentage chance do you think we have of scoring a touchdown?
I'll go 35.
That's low. I was gonna say 75. We score a touchdown.
I think Mark Ruffalo
35.
Yeah,
I think that's pretty negative from Mr. Lemon over here, who had us winning. It felt like Monday.
Yeah, if you think 35 is the percentage that they're gonna score a touchdown, they're not gonna win.
How do you think we have a chance to win if we don't score a touchdown?
I think it's gonna be really low scoring. I think
think the score's gonna be like 6-3.
Mark Ruffalo may have 4 field goals.
So you think we're gonna score 12?
Yeah. Well, and then one touchdown.
Write that down, Shannon.
19.
No, you said 35%. That means it's a less than half. I mean, like, it's more unlikely we score a touchdown than score one.
Yeah, but I'm going on the side of the 35 instead of the 65.
How can you go on the score of the 35 if your percentage is 35?
So
you have us now scoring. You've gone from like 3 to 19.
Yeah, 4 field goals and a touchdown.
So
19,
just for
13.
The record, Shannon, write this down.
Okay.
He has us scoring 19.
Yes,
19. I'll go ahead. Here's what I'll say to you: if we score exactly 19, then I'll get a tattoo.
Oh my!
No,
are you kidding me?
Yes. It's got to be exactly 19.
I don't
know what
praying,
it'll be. I'm
I get
for
to
19.
I get to pick what it is. Okay.
What if they're sitting there on 16 and Ruffalo trots out on the field for a 40-yard field goal?
My mom's going to freak out when she hears it. But it's got to be exactly 19.
Exactly
it
19.
Has to finish at 19.
Yes.
Okay? What if they lose with 19?
That's just 19.
Just 19.
Okay. Right.
Just 19.
That's awesome.
All right. We'll take a break and be right back.
Now, more Kentucky Sports Radio presented by Stockton Mortgage. Here's Matt Jones.
I think Shannon's going to come to my class today.
Yeah.
That's his kind of lesson plan, don't you think?
Oh, it's definitely my kind of lesson plan. I think we need to come and study it. Really do a lot of research background to what you're teaching
today. Just don't creep everybody out. If you are going to get back to making memories, enjoying your family and friends, don't let aches, pains, or an injury slow you down. Physical therapists at Court are here for you. More than 70 locations throughout Kentuckiana. It's court.com, K-O-R-T.com. Trust Court to be your rehab provider. If you need the power of physical therapy, use Court today. That's K-O-R-T.com. It's a little concerning over here. This hotel, that is a lot of fire trucks and police and ambulance at this hotel right next to the bar.
Yeah, it's the one, the Holiday Inn Express right there that Andy always stays in.
Look at all these cops. I mean, like, there's a ton. What do you think's happening?
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Should we send our ace reporter, Shannon, on the scene over there, Ryan Lemon?
He is
a reporter.
I am a reporter with my CASA t-shirt on. They really respect me.
I don't know, man. That's a little worrisome. That's a lot of stuff. And they turned all their sirens off, but, man, that was a lot. Anyway, one person writes every day on the text machine, just so you know, 772, and says, Matt, I hate your first segment. You never talk about sports. No. The first segment is about our lives. It always is, every day, unless we get a huge win. And that's the show. If you don't like it, then you don't have to listen, right? Why are there so many cars here all of a sudden? What is going on?
Weren't they blocked off? No, they haven't blocked off the road over there, Virginia
Avenue.
Look at all
these people. What is happening out here?
I don't know.
Anyway, go ahead.
Well, unfortunately for that guy, when we got knocked off the air, we were really breaking down the defense and offense of Georgia.
Yeah, we did a lot of that.
We really did, but it's unfortunate it just got knocked off the air.
Well, what are you going to do? 502-571-1080. This is the most cars I've ever seen in this parking lot that aren't parked. I mean, look at this.
I know, and they're kind of just made a loop. They're just going around
Shannon,
trying to get back
happening?
Out of here.
Will you come help us? Will you come rescue
us? I'm in Louisville. There's nothing I can do to help you. I don't know what to tell you.
Good night. I'm a little worried. Anyway, who's next?
Connor.
Connor, how are you, Connor?
Hey, I'm doing well, guys.
Go ahead.
You always talked about when you were a kid you hated Tennessee because you were around Tennessee fans all the time. Well, I hate Georgia because I'm around Georgia fans all the time. I lived in Georgia for about 10 years.
Oh, really? Okay.
And they're There is not a more obnoxious fan base that has done nothing in 40 years. And, they had that great Matt Stafford team that was ranked first in the preseason polls. What'd they do? Pee down their leg. Oh, they had that great team in 2018. They're going to win the – oh, no, pee down their leg again in the national championship game.
Well, that's true. They are known for, and I appreciate the call, they are known, Ryan, for being a team that is good but doesn't make it happen. And then, you know, they fired Mark Richt because he was good but not good enough. And Kirby Smart, it feels like there's a lot of pressure on him this year. I mean, again, I think we have nothing to lose in this game Saturday. I think there's really no pressure on us. Nobody thinks we're going to win. Most of our fans, hell, I mean, I don't think we're going to win. The pressure's on them. Like, they have to win. Because if they lose this game, I'm not sure they can make the playoff because they won't even make the SEC championship game. I mean, they might still find their way in, but this is a massive game for them, and the pressure's all on them.
All the pressure's on them, and we have, as you said, we go and just play football. Like I said, I don't think this team is scared of Georgia. And you're right, there's a team that goes 10-2, 11-1, and their coach seems to be in on the hot seat every year. They just, 'cause they can't get the big one.
What is going on?
These cars keep coming in the parking lot and circling around to go back out this side, and I don't know why.
Well, this is really bizarre. I've never seen – I mean, normally, like, one car comes by every 10 minutes.
Unless we're giving away free Mountain Dew we did
and
that
now
day.
Now it's like – this is like, you know, Times Square all of a sudden right here in front of this bar. Something is happening, Shannon, and we don't know what it is, and it's troublesome.
Send Ryan over there. Let's figure out what's happening.
I don't know. Well – everybody just stay calm. That's what I want everybody
to do. They'll be good.
All right,
good.
Who's next?
Jonathan.
Jonathan, how are you, Jonathan?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Doing good. What's up?
Hey, I'm a podcast listener in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. First time, long time.
Hoo-ah.
You know, I've got a quick comment and also a question, but I just wanted to say, first of all, my brother and I are seizing this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and heading down to Athens for the game Saturday, and are real excited to just come hang out wherever you guys are doing the pregame
show. I think that's
a
good idea, yes. And I want everybody to know that we're going to do a show down there Friday. For the people that will be on there, I'm working out right now where it is. Saturday, same thing. I don't know where that's going to be because that's going to be a circus down there. But just stay tuned to our Twitter accounts and the show, and we'll let you know. So I'm glad to hear you're going to be there.
Yeah, awesome. Something I was curious about, and maybe Connor would have an opinion about this with his Georgia friends, but, you know, I admit that I know a lot more about college basketball than college football. And when our team, our basketball team, is, like, legit good, especially halfway through the season in a big game, I have a pretty good idea maybe how the game's going to go. I know who I want to play, who I don't want to play, what our strengths and weaknesses are, but also have a lot of confidence that we can pull out a win. I don't know a lot of Georgia fans. Obviously, I think they're probably more of a football school than a basketball school. They're obviously ranked number one. I'm just kind of curious what their fans think about this game.
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question. I'll tell you what. Yeah, well, I appreciate the call. That's a good question.
It is.
If we have a Georgia fan that listens, I know we actually have some that listen. I'd love to hear from them. 502-571-1080. I get the sense that they are confident but respectful. Like, they think the game is going to, like, you know, normally before these games, like before the Florida game, I was just blown up with people, Florida fans, writing me going, we're going to kick your ass and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. I haven't gotten that from Georgia. I think they're confident but respectful. That's what I – so I think, like, when Kentucky's good and we play, I don't know, a team that's not been good but has a good team that year, we almost don't want to jinx it by being too confident, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure that their thinking is that also. You know, the 22-point spread, I think, is a little disrespectful.
But they didn't do that.
They didn't do it. Vegas, you know, those people, I think, maybe still aren't respecting Kentucky, what they're capable of. But I think from what Kirby Smart was saying yesterday, Kentucky's got their attention.
Now, Mark Stoops said yesterday that he was asked if he and Kirby Smart were friends. And he said, I respect Kirby, and I always like to see Kirby. He seems like a fun guy, but we're not besties.
They don't go bowling or anything.
I found that sort of a weird, like, the use of the term besties.
Yeah.
You think that's odd at all? Because normally if I saw that, I've never heard that Mark Stoops and Kirby Smart didn't like each other. So I have no reason to believe they don't. But normally if I heard somebody say, I respect him, but we're not besties, I would think they hated each other. You know what I mean? Like, that's the kind of thing you say about someone you hate. I respect, but we're not. I mean, wasn't it Cal that said about Patino something like, I respect him, but we don't send Christmas cards or something like that? Well, that meant they hated each other.
Do you think this is similar?
No, I don't know. I have no idea. I've never heard anything negative between Stoops and Kirby Smart. But I just think saying we're not besties suggests to me maybe there's something that's been there at some point. What do you think?
Could be. There's some history there somewhere that we just don't know about. I know Coach Stoops and I are about the same age, and I've never used the word besties in my life. So,
Shannon, do you think when you say we're not besties, that usually means something's happening?
I think it's just weird that Stoops is saying the word besties. I mean, that's just strange.
So that's what you take out of it. The besties is a weird thing to say.
That's what I'm focusing on. You know, 50-whatever-year-old man, not besties with somebody. I think that's what little teenage girls say.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever used
Stoops trying to relate too much to the players now, saying besties?
Well, maybe that's what it is. But I don't feel like Octavius Oxendine is calling somebody a bestie. I mean, I bet he is. Oh, you think he is? You think our players call each other bestie? You think when they come off the field,
hey, bestie,
Waddell's like, Hey, Josh Pascal, are we besties? I don't believe that's happening. I'm sorry.
Let's take a snap and put it on Insta, bestie.
Okay, but
on the gram.
No, not the gram. They say Insta.
No, it's the gram now. Insta was 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh, I guess I'm 3 or 4 years behind then. I guess I'm the old man here now. How did that happen?
You are.
Yeah.
The only reason I know what's happening is because of our staff here at KS Park. That's how they got this big, we got a big club opening in Lexington. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
There's a club. You know, I don't think we really have any clubs in Kentucky. They're opening a club on campus. It's actually called the Clubhouse.
Oh, really?
And the soft opening is Thursday, and the hard opening is Friday. And all the servers here at KS Bar, they're very excited. They don't want to work Thursday or Friday because they want to go
to the club.
And they were telling me about the club and what was going to happen and DJ Jeff Ruby and all that stuff. And they're all very excited.
What happens in a club in Lexington, Kentucky these days?
Stays in the club.
What happens in the club stays in the club.
I've never thought of Lexington as a club town.
Yeah.
But, you know, my buddy Johnny Bruce is part of the group doing Clubhouse, so I'm rooting it on.
Oh, really? Okay.
They were like, are you going to the opening? And I said, no, because I'm out of town. And I was also like, I wouldn't know what to wear to the opening of a club.
Of the club.
Like, what would you wear to the opening of a club?
You don't think khaki shorts and polo shirt?
You can't wear what I wear daily.
Yeah.
But you also can't wear a suit.
No.
And I've told you, I can wear casual, I can wear suit. It's the middle where you're supposed to, like, have, like, shirts with, like, flower prints.
Yeah.
You know,
paisley.
Or, like, paisley. Like, that's the stuff I can't pull off. So I think I would have a very hard time figuring out what to wear to an opening of a club, soft or hard.
Yeah. A club on campus where I'll be the old man in the club.
No, I think it's supposed to be a club aimed at old folks, too.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's supposed to be an all-ages club.
Does it open at 4 o'clock for dinner?
My parents are going to eat dinner there at 4:30. There's a breakfast bar 24 hours a day. 502-571-1080. I just think something's there with Kirby and Mark. Because you don't say we're not besties unless there's something.
There had to be a little animosity somewhere.
It is, but it feels like there's something that's there. We'll take a break and be right back. It seems like the traffic has settled down a little.
Still don't know why I was doing that.
We'll be right back. This is KSR.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080.
Because something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones?
If it's in Kentucky, it's on Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
Is this Bob Dylan?
It is. Ballad of a Thin Man.
Ballad of a Thin Man, Mr. Jones. Well, we know what was happening at the Holiday Inn. Are you ready? Breaking news.
Okay.
Wa-nee-na-na! There were multiple fire trucks and police cars called because there was a wild badger on the loose up the second floor of the Holiday Inn.
I thought he was joking
when he said it to start with.
A wild badger. One of the firemen drove by and told us it was a wild badger on the second floor of the...
I have so many questions.
Yes?
Who has a wild badger that they carry around as a pet?
First of all, I do not think that they were like had a badger in their suitcase and it got away.
Then it wouldn't be wild if it were a pet.
But I'm assuming a badger found a way to get inside and was there and was like badging it up.
Never heard of a badger in Lexington is my second question.
That's a good question. What, do we have badgers in Lexington?
I have never heard of one.
He came down from Wisconsin.
Well, we got one.
Yeah.
We got one. I thought badgers, like, I thought they were always around, like, rivers. Aren't badgers the things that, like, dam up rivers and stuff? I don't know what I'm talking about. I just felt like I heard sometime that badgers, they, like, you know, am I not right about that?
They seem to, I think you're right about maybe being around water. But over here at the hotel, there's no water.
There's
not
a creek over there, isn't there?
I don't know. Is there?
Maybe not.
You're a former Fish and Wildlife spokesman, you know. You shouldn't.
That's a very good point. Yeah. By the way, they don't use me anymore for Fish and Wildlife.
But beavers want to put
Matt
the
Bevin
up.
Canceled that. You remember, Matt Bevin ended our thing
right,
with the Fish and
that.
Wildlife. But, yeah, I should know more about our badger. So, for those of you in 772-774-5254 on the text machine, do we have a lot of badgers in Kentucky? As you said, sir, we have one right over there at the Holiday Inn. But do we have others?
Well, a beaver is what you think of that makes the dam in a creek or
a
river.
So, what's the difference between a beaver and a badger?
I don't know. A badger, I have no idea. That's why I didn't know we had them around here. There's the honey badger.
Shannon, what's the difference between a beaver and a badger?
I don't have the answer on that. I have no idea.
I mean, if only there was a website that had answers.
Well, I'm just saying.
Questions.
Beavers have flat tails.
Okay, hang on. I'm going to read you the definition of a badger.
All right.
This, by the way, is getting you prepared for the Kentucky-Georgia game.
Of course it is.
Badgers are short-legged omnivores in the family Mustelidae. They are united by squat bodies adapted for fossorial activity. That really doesn't tell me anything.
Now I'm going to read
Sounds
you the
like
definition
Short
of
legs,
a beaver.
Squatty body.
Okay, so what's a beaver?
A large, semi-aquatic, broad-tailed rodent is native to North America and northern Eurasia. It's noted for its habit of gnawing through tree trunks that fell in order
to feed. That's right, because they have the big teeth.
Yeah.
Right? They got the beavers have the teeth.
That's right.
Okay, the badgers, there are badgers in America. I don't know if they're in Lexington specifically. So there you go.
They are now.
I think somebody had one and snuck it into the hotel. And the son of a gun got loose.
Well, maybe so. You remember, Shannon, we talked about the redneck rave back in June where they, like, set fires and shot all. You remember that whole story about all that?
Yeah.
Well, they're doing a sequel this weekend.
Oh, my.
Now you know why I'm probably not going to Athens.
So it has nothing to do with Tractor Supply.
Well, I mean,
you're going to the redneck rave.
Yeah, I'm taking the tractor to the redneck rave.
So, there you go. Redneck Rave Part 2. They said normally it's an annual event, but the last one was so successful they want to do another one now.
Yeah, didn't they have like 60,000 or some crazy number of people there?
They did.
And
they had a lot of problems, but they're like, the Edmondson County sheriff is like, you know what? Brought a lot of publicity to Edmondson County, which is true. I don't know that it was good publicity, but.
What else has Edmondson County got to drive tourism there? My heck, have three or four of them a year.
So if any of you are going to the Redneck Rave this weekend, please call in Monday and report what happens.
Don't forget your vaccination card. You have to have that to get in.
I don't believe that. I do not believe the Redneck Rave is not requiring proof of vaccination. I don't. I mean, I think it would be funny if they did. Look, it's going to be wild. It's going to be redneck. It's going to be a rave. But you better be vaccinated before you come. That's our standard. I just have a hard time believing that that's what they're going to say. Who's up next?
Casey.
Casey. How are you, Casey?
Hey. Good morning, Matt Jones. How are you, Saj Denzak?
Good. What's up?
I had to call in because you guys went off air, and I didn't want poor Shannon to be stranded. But I had some more stuff to talk about from the weekend. And then I also have a tattoo guy in Nashville. So if we
there's plenty of tattoo guys. I don't need. There's plenty of tattoo guys. What's your other thing?
Okay. Well, so I think we're going to win 19-17 this weekend. And so this weekend I had some delusional LSU fans come and sit beside me at the bar at the end of the game. And they were trying to convince me that Stoops is going to leave us for them. And they didn't know what to say when I was throwing out facts how Ed Orgeron is their native son who won a natty 2 years ago. He's like, and they're ready to throw him in the trash. Why would Stoops leave us?
Well, I mean, the question. So there are people, Casey, and I appreciate the call. There are people who have mentioned Stoops as an LSU possibility. this is just my belief. I think LSU would think they can do better than Stoops, which I think they're wrong. Like, I think Stoops is completely underappreciated. I think people don't give him the credit he deserves. With that said, they're going to think they can get a huge name, and they're going to think they can get Urban Meyer, or they're going to do something like that. So I do not think they would go after Stoops.
No, they Urban Meyer, John Gruden, all these big names are going
to can't hire John Gruden now.
No, but they,
at least
they
not
might.
This year. You have to wait at least a year.
LSU might.
I mean, if somebody was going to do it, it might be them.
Yep.
But I, don't you think that they'll think they can get some name that's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think that's what kind of offended Stoops when with the Florida State job, right? They went out some other guys.
Stoops was very offended. I think Stoops was interested in that job, and I think he was very offended. They wanted him to come interview. And he was like, you know who I am.
Uh-huh.
Like, but they were like wanting him to like almost come
be a backup plan.
And he basically was like, if I come and interview and it goes well, would you? And they said, you know, well, we're talking to other people. And so I think he just thought, you know, if you don't want me, then this place wants me.
Yeah. So if the Florida State job comes open again, is Stoops going to listen? Or?
I think he shut that door.
Shut
that
door?
You know, the schools that I would be most concerned about in terms of a combination of they might actually want him and I think he would be interested, the one that's out there that I worry is Miami.
Yeah.
He's got a connection there. Uh-huh. I think there's just history. I think he looks very fondly at his time there with Ed Reed and all those guys. I think the sort of attitude of that program fits the attitude of him in a lot of ways. So, but I think the amount of schools is dwindling every day.
Yeah, and if LSU is not on the list, it sure was maybe a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah. And I'm not saying he wouldn't consider LSU. I just don't think that's going to be a thing that happens.
Uh-huh.
Who's next?
Let's go to Marty.
Marty, how are you, Marty?
Good, Matt. First time, long time.
Hoo-ah, what's up?
Hey, I'm riding with my son, Kaywood, down to Fort Walton Beach for vacation, and he's got a football question for you.
All right, Kaywood, what's your question?
I was wondering if Josh Ali was going to play, and if he doesn't, who do you think will be the best wide receiver besides?
Well, I think Kaywood. Yeah, I appreciate the call, Kaywood. I don't think Josh Ali is going to play. Stoops sort of confirmed that yesterday. I think he's out. Hey, guys, just keep it down to a low roar over here, at least while we're on the air, okay? I think Isaiah Epps would be his second one. And then I think you saw what they would do based on what they did last week, which was Isaiah Cummings would be a guy as a tight end that they would look at more. I think we've gotten the point. There have been chances for other wide receivers to step up, and they haven't. So it's hard for me to see against the best defense in the country, all of a sudden you're going to get a new wide receiver.
I think you're right. I think the plan for Ali all along was get through the bye week and then get him maybe ready for Mississippi State.
That's always been the plan.
Yeah.
So I think you'll see Epps, and you'll see him use the tight ends.
And we saw in that first, like early on, they went right at Epps, and they went right at Isaiah Cummings, you know, and kind of made LSU respect those two guys because they, you know, right out of the gate, we're not just going to Wandale, we're going to go to these guys too.
One person writes, Matt, you're an idiot. If you think Badgers dam rivers, they're beavers, you are an idiot. Well, how many Supreme Court justices could that guy name?
I bet he couldn't get old Barrett, Barrett up
people,
there.
The people that talk about the fact that I don't know, you know, facts about Badgers or beavers, everybody knows different things,
uh-huh.
Right? Like, I don't know nature stuff. I don't know anything about mowers. I don't know anything about badgers.
Tools.
But I know the other tools. I know some tools. They write into the text machine. But I don't necessarily know all the stuff. But you know what? You don't know a lot of things I know. That's what makes the world great. We all know different things.
Yeah, man. You taught us about Amy Barrett and John Rogers today.
Amy Comey Barrett.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to remember those forever now.
You should. We'll take a break. Come back. Hour number two. This is KSR.